Well, we welcome you to Bethel Online. That's a joy, isn't it, when you think about it, that we can communicate on this wonderful technology known as the online service. Hope and pray that you'll be able to come to church sometime soon, and pray that you'll feel safe. We do everything that we can to make it a safe environment, although you never know, as I say jokingly, you never know what's around the corner. I want to just to share with you on the announcements, but more importantly, I just want to give you maybe some insights on the upcoming year. You know, just because we flipped the calendar page doesn't change a lot of things. You know, we still have to deal with life and life issues. But I wanted to just to give you a challenge, because we are in uncharted waters. We have never really experienced everything like we're experiencing now in our lifetime. Now, some of the folks in past history have, you know, with the flu 1918 and 1919, but we are in uncharted waters, and it's a challenge. But did you know, with all its excitement about a new year, can also be unsettling? You know why? Because none of us know the future or what storms it may hold. Many of New Year's traditions reflect this. I didn't know this, but did you know that fireworks were invented in China to supposedly ward off evil spirits and to make a new season prosperous? So New Year resolutions date back to the Babylonians, who had made vows to appease their gods. And such acts were an attempt to make an unknown future secured. While they weren't making vows, but the Babylonians were busy conquering people, including Israel, God sent the enslaved Jews this message in Isaiah 43:2, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you." And then later, Jesus would say similar things to his disciples that was caught on a violent storm out on the Sea of Galilee. "Why are you so afraid?" he told them, before commanding the waters to be still in Matthew 8. So today we push out from the shore into new uncharted waters of the 2021 year. So whatever we face, God is with us. And he has the power to calm the waves, and also to calm the spirit of anxiety, the spirit of fear. And I hope and pray that you can just say, "Lord, help me with this," and I know that he will. Look where we came already since the beginning of the year and how far we've come, including a new vaccine. So, Father, we thank you for whatever this new year brings. We know you'll be with us, and we thank you in advance for that, in Jesus' name. Well, we don't know too many announcements, but we want to continue to welcome you and to continue to encourage one another in the faith, because none of us know what's out there. We just have to do the best we know how to do. In the recovery programs, they say do it one day at a time. And when they told me that, I said, "I don't know if I can do that, Lord." And I asked him, I said, "Can we do it 1 second at a time?" And he said, "Yeah, I'm willing if you are." So that's what we got to do. It's like the old adage of how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. Life is the same way. But we have a wonderful year coming to be able to do ministry together. And we're just saying thank you, Lord, for the blessings that we have. So that was my welcome and announcements this morning. And I hope and pray you're having a wonderful, wonderful day. In the name of the Lord. Amen.